Yes, today is January 21st, 2010, and my name is Gertie Fowler, and I'm here in Red Bay with Julie Roiland Yipman. And Julie's going to share some memories with me now and tell me how she first learned how to mat. Okay, Julie, would you like to tell me how you first learned how to hook a rug, hook a mat?
Well, I first learned how to hook a rug when I was home in the teenage days. Mm-hmm. My mama used to hook mats, and I just want to be into it too. Whatever I see her doing, I want my fingers to do it.
Yeah.
So I got married in 56 and came to Red Bay. And for 25 years, I was doing mats for the handicraft in St. Anthony.
Yeah.
The Grandville Handicraft.
Oh, okay. So now, where did your mother get her? Do you know where your mother got her material and that for her mats?
Well, whatever you wore, when it was wore out, you just tear it up and put it in a mat.
Oh, okay, use the material like that.
But she did do mats for Grandville too.
Yeah.
Because she used to tell me about some patterns they used to do, like Marietta Little Lamb. All that picture was in the mat, she said, and different things. But I just forget now what else. But I remember that Marietta Little Lamb.
So when you started now first hooking for the Grandville, how did you get involved in it? How did you first?
Well, I done a mat for myself the second winter that I was married, mm-hmm. and my mother-in-law told me I could hook good enough to do it for Grandville.
Yeah.
And Ann Loiser Gibbons had to do them with the Grandville mats then, so I went down to her place and she gave me one to do. The hardest one she had down there was a Newfoundland Labrador mat into it.
Yeah.
So I did that one, and she sent it back to the Grandville and St. Anthony. And from that on, they wanted me to go hooking.
It was good enough to do it.
That was good, yeah.
So what kind of patterns did you use after that?
Well, we used the dog team, and we used the polar bear and the brown bears.
Yeah.
I remember doing one with three brown bears just walking along, you know. Yeah. And we did the one with the salmon in it, and the birds, and, you know, different birds.
So did you do them now, like, just in your own home, or did you?
Oh, yes, I had them in their own home, man.
Yeah, you didn't.
Scattered time, you might go out and give. No, I didn't do much of this, just same, go out and give another woman a hand on matting some evening or something like that, you know, but not much of that I did, because I always had one in frame for myself.
Okay, yeah. So do you remember now how much or how you got paid in that for?
Well, the first going off, I suppose the first 5 years. I don't know how long, but anyhow, we used to get the clothing company.
Oh.
Used to have every spring, they sent out their mats. And then in the fall, they used to have clothing come in barrels, big barrels. And each parcel, your name was on, whatever parcel was yours, your name was on it, eh?
Okay. Mm. And so whatever was in that bag or that parcel
was mine.
That's what you earned.
Yeah.
Okay.
And send for clothes for myself and clothes for the youngsters. And
so you could pay a sentence?
Like, just write a letter and tell them what you wanted.
Is that right?
If you want night dresses or underwear or pants or, you know, coats or whatever you wanted. And they would pick from what your letter and send that day.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah. So do you have your memory now of any special mat that you might have done for the grandfather that meant more to you than what any others did?
No, I got a covering on my table there, though, that I got out of a quilt.
Okay, yeah, so what else?
I made it was done like that, and I just put this bit of lace around it and made a topper for my table. That's a good many years ago now.
Okay, well, you say this was useful?
It was a quilt.
Is that right?
It was big enough for a quilt, but it gradually wore out and wore out, so then I just took it from my bed and put it there, done it around the head, just put it on my table.
Perfect.
That's the good ones you haven't come from Simpson,
sure. Yes, sure, you're right.
What?
So where did it come from, you say?
Come from St. Anthony, come from over from the clothing, yes.
Is that
someone
right?
Someone made it, I guess, eh?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a picture of that too now before I leave, because it's really nice.
Yeah.
So, is anything else you like to add to it then?
Oh, my. No, I often like to think to myself, my, if I could only mat now like I could then, I still have one frame.
Would you? Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank you, Julie, for your memories. They were beautiful. Thank you very much.